السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you. I'm told inshallah you are in Dundee, beautiful town in northern Natal, Newcastle, Dundee, Glencoe, Freyhead. Allah Ta'ala accept your efforts in this beautiful towns and the Ummah benefits, and that's the Kamal Mufti Sahib. Is not only in the big centers, inshallah, to humble ourselves. It's nice to go to this little town and encourage the ummah there, inshallah, inspire them and bring them closer to Allah. And this is, inshallah, the maqsad and purpose of Markaz Sahaba, that Allah Ta'ala take work of deen, inshallah, in every corner in South Africa and throughout the world. Allah Ta'ala grant you good health, Mufti Sahab. Allah Ta'ala take great work from you. And inshallah, let's hear from you from this beautiful town of Dundee, Mufti Sahib. The platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa ana salim kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to all the wonderful, beautiful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved Mustafa, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah jalla wala, this Mubarak blessed day of Friday, Jumu'ah, the 4th of Safar 1446, we focus on Surah Safat, chapter number 37, and verses 35, 36, and 37. So Almighty Allah informs us, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا إِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. Verily those people, the idol worshippers, the mushrikeen, and those people who are sane and mature but non-Muslims, at all times, all places, all circumstances. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا إِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. When it is told to them, truly there is none worthy of worship but Him, Almighty Allah. O Muslim, O Muslimah, always remember this. When we say La ilaha illallah, it means La ma'buda bihaqqin illallah. Truly there is none worthy of worship except Him, Almighty Allah jalla wala wahdahu la sharika lahu, the one and only. He does not have any partners, He does not have any associates, parents, children, siblings, nothing. La ilaha illallahu yastakbirun. Then what will be their response? Majority of them, they will be too proud and too arrogant to embrace the truth and embrace Islam. And Almighty Allah mentions this word in the present tense and future tense. So today you just look at the statistics and demographics, and what will you see? 8 billion plus people on this earth, 7 billion plus people rejecting Islam and the truth. Why? Yastakbirun, because of their pride. What is the definition of pride? Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Batarul haq wa ghamtun nas, as mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. When the truth dawns on a person, he rejects it. Why? The person informing him or her about the truth, they consider themselves to be superior, and they consider the other person who's bringing the truth to be inferior. And that is the truth 100%. What we see today, in the name of racism, in the name of capitalism, Zionism, secularism, democracy, all these are satanic systems and have no place in Islam and in the modern world. وَيَقُولُونَ, and then they will also say, not only their pride and arrogance and haughtiness, but they will also say, أَإِنَّا لَتَارِكُوا آلِهَتِنَا What do you want? We must leave our deities, our semi-gods, demigods, idols. لِشَاعِرٍ مَجْنُونٍ. When you don't want to embrace the truth, then you go for character assassination. Now they're attacking Allah for word, Allah for word. The great Mustafa, the greatest of all Almighty Allah's creation, the most beloved, the most precious to all Almighty Allah in the entire universe and creation, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But these enemies of Islam, what do they say? What do you expect us to leave our deities, semi-gods, demigods, لِشَاعِرٍ مَجْنُونٍ, for a poet who is insane, who is possessed? Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So our response to that will be that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala taught us in chapter 94, verse number 4, وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. The more they try to attack Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Zati Grami, his honorable self and his attributes and qualities, the more Almighty Allah elevates him. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Your name Nami, your Isme Grami, your honorable name, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we elevated it. إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. When my name is taken, Allah Jalla Wala, thereafter your name is taken. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Just now you will hear the Fajr Adhan. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. So they can bark how much they want to. In Arabic we have a proverb. نُبَاحُ الْكِلَابُ لَا يَدُرُّ السَّحَابُ. The barking of the dogs does not harm the clouds. So let the enemies bark as much as they want to. And the more they bark, Almighty Allah, let more people embrace Islam out of His grace, mercy, benevolence. بَلْ جَاءَ بِالْحَقِّ وَصَدَّقَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Nay, the truth of the matter is He, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, came. جَاءَ بِالْحَقِّ. He came with the truth. He is the truthful messenger, the last messenger, the most beloved prophet and messenger to the entire universe. So his message is the truth. He is the truth. وَصَدَّقَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And he confirms what the message was of the previous prophet's messengers. And that is the messenger Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He came for all times, all places, all circumstances, the global international prophet and messenger. All the other prophets who came, they came to a specific place and for a limited time. But the Master alayhi salatu salam came. Chapter 21, verse number 107, in the 17th supara, 17 Jews. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but as a mercy to the entire universe and the entire creation. إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. I am the messenger to all of you. I am, chapter 33, verse 40. وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. The final and the last prophet and messenger of Almighty Allah, selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. So many attributes of the Master, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, public holiday in South Africa, so let us seize the 4th of Safar and the Gaza genocide, day number 308. Let's listen to the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We find that 3 jutlas were dispatched to Jahannam in the past few hours and few days, and we find that many of them are in transit to enter the roasted and the toasted and wherever else inferno they're going to enter, insha'Allahul Aziz. Gideon Levy writes in the Haaretz newspaper. He is one of the best journalists in the world. He's very balanced in his views and opinions. A Zionist, a Jew, but doesn't agree with them on many, many issues. He says that when the Palestinians are arrested, when the Palestinians are captured by the enemy, then it's welcome to hell. Israel is becoming a hell for its own people, the Jutlas and the Zionists and the Orthodox, and obviously for the Palestinians. The Israelis bomb two schools. Every day they target a school. And they will tell the world, no, the Hamas are hiding there. But the people have caught up with Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorists of Nazi regime, Hitler's children, and therefore they are guilty of genocide. Their politicians cannot even go outside. They can't go to Europe, they can't go to America, they can't go to other countries, because wherever they go, they know they will hear free, free Palestina from the river to the sea. And that will ring in their ears till the entire Israel is dismantled and the Jutlas are kicked out, the Haramis and the squatters and settlers. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. So they martyred 15 people in the attack yesterday, more than 30 people injured, Palestinians burnt alive. They said it is a safe zone and they burned them alive there in Khan Yunus. These are the Haramis. They are the people who murdered and martyred prophets and messengers like Zacharias, alayhi, peace be upon him, and John the Baptist, Nabi Zakaria, Nabi Yahya, alayhi salatu salam. See, they can't stick the truth. We just told you just now, yes, takbirun, their pride gets the better of them. So Norway, Oslo, we've been there with Allah's help. So they are recognizing Palestine, and they say that what Palestine, they must have their own state and so forth. So Israel can summon their ambassador, diplomat, and say, we're revoking the visas of the diplomats here in Israel, and some of you, 7, 8 of you, will have to pick up and go in the near future. So that is how they burn. The more the Jutlas burn, the more people understand. They are the most immoral and the most satanic force on this earth. The biggest terrorists, America and their illegitimate child, and that is Israel, the beast, the big beast, we must call them. The Arab world praises Yahya Sinwar as the leader of Hamas. Again, the Jutlas will be burning. Countries like Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates, Jordan, Egypt, even if they made a statement, we know it's just from the tip of their tongue, because they are murtad, harami, shaitan, and they belong to Israel. They don't belong to this ummah and so forth. BB tells the Time, you know Time magazine? So the Time magazine carried an article, is the man of the year, not the man of the year. That was for Trump, they said it. He's the man of the year, and not that they put some tomato sauce there and told us that somebody shot him, and that Mr. Crook. Mr. Crook was also a Jutla, one Jutla shooting and so forth to Trump. Be that as it may, so BB tells the Time magazine, he's sorry for what happened on October 7th, because he himself, he financed Hamas and gave permission for Qatar to give money to them. He himself thought he would bring about divisions amongst the Palestinians and so forth. So he says he's sorry for October 7th, but now is not the time to accept accountability. And he doesn't want an investigation to take place, because he'll be guilty on all accounts. Therefore, he wants this conflict to continue, because next stop for him is trunk and prison and jail, and that is where he belongs to, the harami and so forth. That, you must remember, this cryptocurrency characters, Friedman and them, FTX must pay $12.7 billion to relieve its customers and clientele. Can you believe that? Therefore, we tell you this crypto is not a Dajjali thing, and it is a big, big deception, and therefore our fatwa verdict on this cryptocurrency, and that is not permissible. Smotrich, the harami who said, the war criminal, terrorist, he said that the Palestinians, Gaza, that it will be moral that we starve them to death. So the world internationally condemns him, condemns Israel for the occupation, and the Palestinians are demanding the ICC indict him, and he must be arrested wherever he goes. Smotrich, Ben-Gvir, and Bibi, all of them super terrorists and murderers and war criminals. Look at Harris, Kamala Harris. She thought that she will be in tip-top condition, you know, because now she is the nominee and the candidate for the Democratic Party to become the next president of America. So Harris nipped Shapiro. Shapiro is the Jutla, the Jew. So Trump says, you know why? That Harris snubbed him because he's a Jutla. So it's a good move she, move she made. If she had to choose Shapiro, so only the Jutlas are happy. She chose the other guy, Walz, whatever his name is. So majority of the people would be happy. So that was a good move. Trump, you're just blowing your trumpet again for nothing. Bulgaria bans the LGBT propaganda in schools. See, European country, Bulgaria, it says all this LGBT, Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve, we can't allow in the schools. Any person who has fitra, he has a natural disposition and understanding what is the natural way, so he'll never ever allow. The South African constitution of ours, 1994 democracy, 96 this constitution came, and they said the best constitution in the world. Well, according to me, this is my opinion, is not even worth the paper on which is written. Just look at all the rape. Look at, do you know, from 10-year-old girl upwards, there are thousands, 100,000 of them, teenage pregnancies. Your laws are like that. You're promoting all these vices and scum policies and so forth. Not worth the paper on which is written. So then what good is that policy and so forth? So remember, it's in the unnatural and something that very, very immature decision. So it must be struck off the constitution and expunged from there. So well done to Bulgaria, non-Muslim country, but they got more sense than some Muslim countries. Listen to Modi the Harami, Modi the butcher of Gujarat. We know what he did there. How many Muslim women, men were killed? How many women were raped? All that under his governorship and under when he was the minister there. America said no visa for him for 10 years. But once he became prime minister, everything changes. Modi appeals to the Bangladeshi authorities. You must protect the rights of the minorities, the Hindus there in Bangladesh. So Mr. Modi, Mr. BJP, Mr. RSS, I am asking you, how many Muslims' rights and minority rights have you protected? You have murdered and killed so many thousands of Muslims. You have demolished hundreds of mosques. You have raped so many Muslim women, more than 10,000 women in Kashmir only, and your army and so forth. You know what you did with the Sikhs. You know what you did with the Christians in Manipur and so forth. So Modi, don't come and talk your nonsense, please. That's yours also, because you're learning from Israel. Israel is a cursed nation, and you also going that way. Therefore, the Quran taught us, chapter 5, verse 82, the last verse of the six Supara, six Jews, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, that your worst enemies will be the Jutlas and the Jews and the Mushrikeen, idol worshippers, Hindus. We never ever said every Hindu or every Jew, but we definitely will say majority Jews and Hindus. And just look at Israel and India, the unholy alliance there. Saudi cabinet can convene even if the king and MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, is not there. Whoever is the most senior person in the Ahle Saud, the family of King Abdul Aziz Ahle Saud, then he will take the decision, and that decision will be binding. So it seems that if they are now understanding that the dictatorship is going to cost them too much in the long term, it's a complete dictatorship. Understand that your Saudi and the government are non-Muslim kuffar, and that is our fatwa. You can quote it to anybody and the Salafis as well. U.S. government has waged war against me. Who says so? Scott Ritter. Scott Ritter is an American, and he exposed them when they spoke lies. Remember Colin Powell? You remember George Bush? You remember all these haramis, Dick Cheney? We must put them in chains and hang them. That is what Islam says. So the war criminals, they murdered and martyred more than 1 million Iraqis. They martyred and murdered 500,000 children. Madeleine Albright, the Harami, being roasted and toasted in hell in Jahannam currently already. So they justified it with weapons of mass destruction, and Scott Ritter told them, you're talking big lies and propaganda. So now he's 100% standing with the Palestinians and exposing all of them. So they came and they invaded his house and his privacy, and they said, we have the right to FBI, were busy there by him in his house there in New York. That is your government of America. Western luxury brands are returning to Moscow and Russia. They just want to make money. What they worry about, morals and so forth. They realize that Putin wins and Ukraine loses. Ukraine loses, America loses, billions and billions, Germany, all of them lost, France and a whole lot of them, just like Israel is losing and will lose everything, insha'Allah al-Aziz, Nasrun min Allah wa Fathun Qareeb. Harris one side and Trump on the other side, the debate is set on September 10th, and that is on ABC TV. Because Trump said he wants to go on Fox TV, Harris said go to hell. The agreement was ABC, so it will be on ABC. So round number one, Harris. Let's see what happens the next round. Meredith, half Indian, half African, you understand? Her father is Jamaican and her mother is Indian. She likes curry khichdi and Indian chow and spice, you see, Harris. And Trump with his trumpet there, so let's see who will win the debate on September 10th. Hunter Biden, Biden Joe's son, Joe genocide, Joe butchered of Biden, his son Hunter Biden took big amount and substantial amount of money from the Romanian oligarchs, the multi-billionaires and so forth, for his prostitutes, for his drugs, for his luxury lifestyle and so forth. But now he's guilty on so many charges, and his father also, we must put him there and charge him also for war crimes and for genocide and something and all these type of things here as well. And then Sheikh Ikrimah Sabri, the Imam of the Masjid al-Aqsa, last week he delivered the khutbah. He praised our brother Hafiz Ismail Haniya, a shaheed. They arrested him and after a few hours they released him. So now they passed a new verdict and they said for 6 months he can't come there, right to the Haram, to the Masjid al-Aqsa, the first Qibla. Can you believe that? Our first Qibla, Masjid al-Aqsa, is under the authority of the Jutlas and the Haramis, the most cursed nation on earth, whom Almighty Allah transformed into pigs and swines and monkeys, as enshrined in the noble Quran, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. And if any person who calls himself a Muslim rejects this, you're out of the fold of Islam. Chapter 5, verse number 60. That's what they are. And you take the Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, but Sheikh Bandar Balila will deliver the sermon today. They cannot, because MBS, the Murtad, is in charge. They can't use the word Yahud and say, Allahumma alayka bil Yahudi zalimin al-ghasibin. Oh Allah, punish the Jutlas who have usurped the land of Palestine and have stolen and their squatters there. If the Imam has to make dua like that, then he will be sentenced to 10 years and more and so forth. So it shows our Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak is run by the Jutlas, and the Muslims are the puppets and have to listen to them and America. What an indictment upon the Muslim Ummah, a shame and a disgrace it is. Now listen to South African news, local news, national news. South African sanctions SBI. Now who the hell is SBI? SBI is the State Bank of India. They say that all you haven't complied with all the conditions and so forth, so South Africa sanctions the SBI. Listen to what Zuma did now. Zuma, I think, is called a terrible Ongolia. So anyway, Zuma is the president of the MK party, right? So yesterday they fired 18 MPs from their own party, 18 members who are MPs in parliament, and they said that they did this, they did this. So these MPs here will have to forfeit their 1.27 million salary. Now imagine one side they fired and one side they're looking at that 1.27 million salary of theirs. So now for them it is double knock. They're down. Now they will go join some other party. You know politicians, prostitutes, prostitutes, wherever the money is, they will jump that side there. Women's Day in South Africa. So in Islam, every day is Women's Day. Every day is Mother's Day. Every day is Father's Day. What's the sense that you say Women's Day? But you have the greatest amount of gender violence almost in the whole of Africa and in the world because your laws are like that and so forth. Then you will find the scholars for dollars and the boot-licking Maulvis that they will say, today we're going to speak about the woman and their contribution. Why you couldn't speak last week, next week? They just want to boot-lick the ANC government. You know how disgraced they are and so forth and so on. Petrol price went down now in August, and they say again there will be a big decrease in the month of September. So inshallah, we hope so. They don't come and change their story. You know, politicians are like chameleons. They can change any time, and they call that expediency. Okay, here we got some nice messages for all of you. So number one is that, yeah, I was in Denhauser, and my host there was Brother Zahir Musa. Now they in Den Hauser, they need an imam immediately. This week here, they need an imam. The imam they have currently, I met him yesterday, there is over time, and he has resigned. So any one of you, Maulana, Hafiz, Sheikh, you want him as a job immediately, and you have to do imamat, and you can teach hiftas and teach madrasa. Very nice town. And you contact my brother Zahir Musa, and you contact him today, and this is the number, 083-786-3364. Then other news we got yesterday from Denhauser to Dundee, my brother Uzair Musa brought me. He is our Zahir's son, mashallah. Now we got the magnificent tree. So these magnificent three, one is 21, one is 23, one is 25, all good guys, very good. I give them very good recommendation. And they're all looking for wives, you see. And now we got Brother Adil Kaji, he's a half age, 25. Then we got our Uzair, he's 23, and he's Uzair Musa. Then we got Rayhan Musa, so he is now, all these are Zahir's sons, these two, Uzair and Rayhan. So Uzair 23 and Rayhan 21 years old, so they're the magnificent three. So I told them, me, I'm going to announce today, Friday, because Ijtima is starting in Newcastle. Saturday after Asr is the Nikah. So we're going to fix things up quick. Inshallah, if Allah wants, then tomorrow after Asr, your Nikah can take place. So who's ready? You must remember, you can meet them there in the Ijtima. They're all here in Newcastle, then we can arrange it sharpshoot. Inshallah, it will be the sharpest nikah, inshallah, Aziz. So make dua, all of you. Allah Ta'ala blesses all, mashallah, with wonderful spouses and children. And today is the Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata ayun. Oh, beloved Allah, grant us as spouses and children that are the coolness of the eyes. To you, my brothers, this is addressed to you, brothers. Today is a holiday, right? So remember, men, women, we all should try and read Surah Kahf, Surah Dukhan, abundant Durood Sharif. But for the men particularly, then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bayhaqi Mishkat Sharif, Man zara qabra abawayhi aw ahadihima yawm al-jumu'ah, ghufira lahu wa kutiba bara. Whosoever visit the graves of his parents, both of them or one of them, provided that they passed away as Muslims, then he, that son, will be forgiven and considered as a pious son of his parents. And beautiful hadith, so practice on it. Inshallah, when I go to Newcastle, we'll go to our father's grave. Maulana Qasim Sema, he was our father spiritually. It gave us so much inspiration, motivation. And we'll make dua there for all the marhumin. Yesterday we went there to the graveyard and cemetery in Denhauser, our Zahir Musa's father. So Musa Haji, we went to his grave, and our MP there, his mother's grave, and then to Mufti Fayyaz and Ibrahim Desai, my neighbor in Newcastle. So many people, Allah Ta'ala grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So make this Friday special, inshallah, Aziz. Come on, Salim Kareem, we have 13 minutes left, inshallah. So we fire up with the Q&A, inshallah, Aziz.
I lost my wife a few months back from cancer. Alhamdulillah, I will be making nikah to an apa soon. Do I have to ask her what mahar does she want? Please make dua for me, Mufti Saab.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, brother, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala grant your wife, marhuma, the deceased, Jannatul Firdaus. Always when we lose people who are near and dear to us, or other Muslims, male or female, then read Surah 14, verse 41, رَبَّنَا فِي لِّي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. Oh beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. You brother, you're getting married today, whenever, mashallah, perform the nikah in the masjid, announce it, and today between 10 and 10:30 we have a nikah program announcement. All of you who got nikahs today, tomorrow, Sunday, whenever, so this week here, yeah, so send it to 084-786-3132. Just the announcement, the invitation. We won't come. It's just to practice on the sunnah. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, A'linun nikah wajaluhu fil masajid. Announce the nikah and perform it in the masjid. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So between 10 and 10:30, Mawla Zahid will do that. So all of you send your invites and announcements now. 084-786-3132. Yes, my brother, you must ask her, the lady, ask her brother, ask her father, that what is the mahar she wants. She wants Kruger coins, or she wants Mahar-e Fatimi, 26,000, 30,000, 10,000, whatever. So you must pay that, inshallah. Now your wife passed away, so now you must look after this new wife. So it is her right to tell you how much she wants in cash or kind, and make it there immediately you pay. Don't tell her, no, it's a rechmak, and we will fix it up. No, no, no. You must pay immediately. That's the best, my brother. We make dua for you.
Mufti Sahib, I heard that if her husband has a bad temper, then at the time of marriage, she can hand over the authority of talaq to another man to issue talaq. So if he ever says the talaq, it will be invalid. Is this true?
Remember, there's an issue called tafweezu talaq. The word tafweez is used in the Noble Quran, if you understand the Arabic language. Chapter 40, Surah Mu'min, verse 44. وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. When you have people who are trying to harm you, mischief makers, troublemakers, like the jutlas and so forth. So read, or your neighbors, or employer, or whoever. Then read chapter 40, verse 44. وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. I hand over my matters and affairs to you, O Almighty Allah. Verily, Almighty Allah is all that seeing, observing over the servants. And when a person does that, فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. Then Almighty Allah will protect the person whom they want to harm from the plotting, planning of those people who are scheming against him. So the word وَأُفَوِّدُ, it comes from تَفْوِيد. Tafweezu talaq means that now I'm giving my daughter to your son. But I say that, you know, we know what's happening today. So what will happen is this, that if he, that is the husband, he goes on drugs, alcohol, Allah forbid, he goes and commit adultery, Allah forbid, he bashes the wife up and hits her and abuses her and batters the wife, then the wife will have the right of giving divorce to herself and so forth. So that is called tafweez talaq, whether it's one, two, or three. Or you say he must hand over the right to some person and so forth. But remember, if he issues the talaq in writing, the husband, or in verbally, orally, then to say because he handed the right to the wife, so that talaq is not valid, that's fairy tales, that's wrong. He still has the right of talaq, although he delegated the right to you as well. Just go to the Majlis website, Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib, and he's got thousands of information on various topics. So just press Majlis and you'll get the, you know, of PE and the website, and press Tafweez, T-A-F-W-E-E-Z, and then you will find the entire document there. So best is that you, the wife, you tell him, your husband or your future husband, that you want the right of talaq as well if he does A, B, and C, as I explained, but he will always have the right also to divorce you. It doesn't mean he gave you the right, so he has forfeited that right. There's no such thing like that.
Mufti Saab, I wonder if you have seen the video of Saudi Arabia now going to teach Hindi about their books. What's your opinion on this?
I'm telling you, for the past 3 years, remember that Saudi Arabia, the government, is a kafir government, a shaitani government. They have become the slaves, not of Almighty Allah, and not, or they are not the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, who we can say are Muslims and Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. We call them Khainul Haramain Sharifain, that they are the people who are the traitors to the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, and they are the traitors, remember, to Islam and so forth and so on. So that is the truth of the matter. A person must be blind. So if he doesn't know, if you go to Jeddah, you will find bikini beaches there. You just pay certain amount of riyals or dollars, what have you. Then you can enter there. You go to Madinah Munawwara, there are cinemas there. Every week, every month, they have big, big musical shows who come there in Jeddah, Riyadh, and so forth. Some of them are lesbians. Every one of them is adulterous. Every one of them is promoting alcohol and so forth and so on. What Islam are we talking about? If you speak about Tabligh Jamaat is banned there, so what Islam are we talking about? So 100% they will promote yoga, they will promote Hinduism, all these type of things. A pakka murtad kafir shaitan. That is the Saudi regime.
Mufti Saab, I started wearing the Afghan turbans and someone told me that this is considered libasu shura. What does this mean?
So remember that if you wear the libas of any people, for example, I wear the black turban of the Afghan people and so forth, and you just think that you wear such clothes. So as long as it is something permissible and so forth, so then it's fine, there's no problem. Quran Sharif says, libasu taqwa dhalika khair. So if you wear clothing of taqwa, piety, it is not a symbol of any religion. Like, for example, Allah forbid, today, tomorrow, Sunday is a nikah, a marriage, then some Muslim woman will wear the sari and so forth, all haram there. That is a symbol of Hinduism, just like yoga and so forth. So if a person wears the garb, so I wear now an Emirati kurta, or I wear a Saudi kurta, or I wear a Moroccan kurta with a hood, you know, Robin Hood, it got the cover there. So all that is permissible, there's no problem with that. But as long as it is not a symbol of any kuffar system and so forth, so similarly, if our mothers and sisters and so forth, if they wear certain clothing, abaya, what have you, but it must not be bright, bright color, shocking pink. They shock their husband also, you know. Suddenly the husband woke up from his slumber and so. So you can't do that. You can't be wearing clothing that are transparent and see-through and so forth. Rubba kasiyatin ariyatun fil akhirah. So many women who think that they are dressed, but they are naked in the year after. So they land up in Jahannam, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. So these are the conditions. If you say libasu shura will mean you made mashura, consulted your husband, consulted your family, and they said, no, it's fine, and so forth and so on. Even nikah day, you should not be wearing the white, big gowns and all that, with such a big trail that you need 10 people, 3 people to carry that. I always wonder that there's people who get married. So if they have to go to bathroom, toilet, then how they manage with that big gown of theirs and so forth? All shaitaniyat this year. It's tabzir. And chapter 17, verse 27, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. When we squander our wealth, then we become the brothers, sisters of Satan, Lucifer, and Shaitan. Allah protect us.
Mufti Saab, my son is getting married at the Ishtima. What's the principle of Walima?
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, all of you getting married in the Ishtima, Newcastle. I'll be here for Jummah in Dundee. Hafiz Luqman is here, MashaAllah. Dukrat, his father, Hafiz Salim, MashaAllah. Allah ta'ala reward all of them. They go out of the way, our brother Safwan Ayyub and his family. So they're wonderful people here in Dundee and so forth, the trustees, ulama, Allah reward all of them. So after Jummah, I'll be going to Newcastle, then the Ishtima. So anybody wants your son, daughter to get married in the Ishtima, the nikah is according to what I heard, that tomorrow, Saturday after Asr. And again, I'm repeating and reiterating, those of you who want that, please send your nikah announcements to 084-786-3132. Today it is morning, Friday morning between 10 and 10:30. Maulana Zahid Khan will announce it, insha'Allah Aziz. People will make dua. So remember, the nikah takes place. Now if you don't know, you're taking delivery same time or what, you see. So if you're taking delivery same time, after Asr is the nikah, so after Maghrib, after Isha, you take your wife and so forth, wherever, and then to your house, then mashallah, Sunday you have the walima. And if you're picking her up on Sunday, then on the same day you can have walima also. But after the nikah, you must go into khalwa. Khalwa means husband, wife spend about 15, 20 minutes together. He kisses her, fondles her, touches her. For the walima to be valid in sunnah, it's not necessary the husband and wife must consummate the marriage before that. They must spend the night together, or they must spend some precious moments together in khalwa, in privacy. So thereafter you have walima, all acceptable, brother. And have a small walima. Don't do things to show off and impress people. Don't dress to impress. Remember that. And inshallah, then Allah will make easy. Okay, Mawlana, I have to rush now to the masjid. Hafiz Luqman is waiting for me. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum. And today 11:30 khutbah will start by Sheikh Bandar Balila. We will translate it from Dandi, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.